Jerry Tipton of the Lexington Herald Leader. Jerry, thanks so much for joining us. Obviously, some tough news in the Commonwealth today.
Well, very much so. I mean, Nerlens Noel was kind of the heart and soul of this Kentucky team. So much of, they're 17-7 now, and he was sort of the heart and soul, the guy that things revolved around. And now suddenly, almost in an instant, he's gone for the rest of the season. So there's going to be a lot of retooling going on.
Jerry, last year, the Arkansas Razorback fans can, I guess, kind of sympathize a little bit losing Marshawn Powell after just two games played when he blew out his knee prior to the game against Houston over at Verizon Arena here in North Little Rock. It's a little bit later in the season, but John Calipari, I guess the good thing before going into the tournament is that he's got a little bit of time to try and adjust the lineup before tournament play starts. Do you see that as an advantage as to where this came in the season?
Oh, God, it's hard to think of this injury and the impact it's had and use the word advantage. I suppose it's better than, if it happened on the eve of postseason, but that's about it. I think he was led the nation in shot blocks. Their perimeter defense was kind of exposed last night at Florida, where Florida's guards went around Kentucky's guards over and over. And that wasn't that unusual, except, the only difference is Florida's guards are better than most guards Kentucky's played. And Noel was kind of that guy that erased a lot of these mistakes at the basket. Well, now he's gone, and, he's also among the nation's leaders in rebounding. I mean, he's a guy that kind of one of my favorite players who could really impact a game without scoring a lot. And now he's gone. I mean, he's just gone, and it's a major blow. There's just no. It's just hard to overstate it. What a difference that makes.
You're right. 227 rebounds, but the more impressive stats to me were the 106 blocks. Where you look at your rest of your team, 73 for the rest of the players, and then 50 steals. Who is going to? I know you can't replace him, but who's going to have to step up and try to be that rim protector for you?
Well, I don't know if someone can be that kind of rim protector, as you say. I don't know who that is. Now, they do have a 7-footer freshman, Willie Cauley-Stein, who has played well in kind of a reserve role, and he started some. And now, the onus is on him to step forward. That's certainly what it looks like. He's played well in kind of a reserved role and a more limited role, and now, he's going to be put right in the middle of things, literally and figuratively. So we'll see. He's talented, but he's not Nerlens Noel.
Jerry Tipton of the Lexington Herald Leader joins us here on Overtime. And Jerry, looking at this Kentucky schedule, the last 7 games now before SEC tournament play, it's not an easy schedule. There's only one game on there that I see as obviously probably you chalk it up to a win, and that's Mississippi State. You're on Kentucky Wildcats are on the road at Tennessee this weekend,
Saturday.
And then and then Vanderbilt comes to Rupp Arena, Missouri comes to Rupp. Then you're the Wildcats are on the road at Arkansas and Georgia before finishing up with Florida back in Rupp Arena. That's a tough stretch of games.
Well, any game, even Mississippi State, I think is no gimme with Noel out. I mean, I think he was that important to what Kentucky was doing. And even with him, they weren't dominant now. They had finally gotten back into the top 25 this week for the first time, I believe, since the end of November. And, their best win so far was against Ole Miss. So that was a game they held on and won, and Noel set a school record with 12 blocks in that game. And, again, he's gone. So I don't think anybody and earlier this season, John Calipari sort of said offhandedly, sort of kidding but sort of not, that it was amazing how often the opponent was shooting layups when Noel was out of the game. And that's, you know, that's the predicament. That's, you know, they've struggled. They don't have a go-to guy, per se, on offense. They don't. They usually have a more than one of those guys that are just very difficult to guard. They only had two players get the double figures last night. Each of them had 10. And I think it was in the final down the stretch before they both got to 10. So the point, I think, is that, you know, they don't have – they're not going to be outscoring people.
When you look at
the – and now Noel's gone, and it's questionable whether they can out-defend people and win. So we'll see.
Yeah, when you look at Noel and the injury, what type of offense now do you think they kind of go small ball? And also with the scholarship situation that a lot of people see Kentucky, you know, as one and done, does he come back, and does that take away a scholarship from maybe a guy they've offered, or would it be somebody on the team?
Well, that's to be determined. We don't know that. Nobody has said anything, and it's just speculation about whether he would come back or not. But offensively, they didn't have a big low post threat. Cauley-Stein is capable to a degree. But, you know, it's basically a freshman team, freshman-oriented team, and now you've taken away the best freshman, easily the best freshman. So you must, carry on. I mean, you know, they're going to have to find a way. They're just going to be holding on is what I'm trying to say. There's not going to – it'd be surprising if there's going to be a lot of dominating from here on in. And they're going to be trying to find a way, some way to hold on and win enough games to get into the NCAA tournament. I think that would be a triumph if they could do that.
I think so too, Jerry. From the outside looking in, I think that their NCAA hopes were riding on the shoulders of Nerlens Noel. And obviously the fact that they got back into the top 25, and I know they suffered the loss last night, but I think that the bigger loss is obviously losing Noel for the rest of the year. In Gainesville at the O'Connell Center, the fans are right on top of you. The teams, there's no room for a coach to walk up and down the sideline without walking onto the court, and it seems like the goal standards are very close to the court as well. Last night, when it happened, what was your first thought?
Well, I was at the other end of the court. I wasn't sure how the severity of it. I was hoping that it was just, it wasn't anything like an ACL. It was hard to see. Even after I saw the replay, it was hard to see exactly what happened. What I believe happened was that he came down awkwardly on the leg, and it sort of bent in an awkward – it was the landing that caused the tear, not the running into the basket standard. But I don't know that. But I talked to a doctor today who watched it, and that's what he said. So, and that's what I thought as a layman. So, you know, it was kind of a freakish kind of thing. But a lot of times when Derek Anderson played at Kentucky, he was just running down the court. He turned as I recall, to take a pass, and he just sort of stepped awkwardly, and boom, he tore his ACL.
It's weird how sometimes those things happen. Jerry, I want to get your thoughts. Arkansas and fans over here are concerned with the way that the team has struggled on the road. This year, Arkansas and Missouri, the only two teams who have not won on the road. They're both on the road tonight. What is it about playing on the road in the SEC that is so difficult?
Well, I think it's just true generally that any team is better at home than on the road, generally, and maybe even more so, your opponent is better at home than your opponent is on the road. I think both of those factors are involved, and I wonder, and this is just speculation, but I wonder about Arkansas' style of pressing and trapping and the boost that a home crowd gives that, the boost or the how the home crowd at Fayetteville can accentuate the pressure that the opponent feels. Maybe the referees are you know, are influenced in a way when the game's in Fayetteville to maybe not call it quite, not call as many fouls as they might on the road. I wonder if all of that doesn't at least play a part.
Jerry Tipton of the Lexington Herald Leader joining us here on Overtime. Jerry, what was John Calipari's reaction last night?
Oh, I think he was, kind of stunned and taken aback and hoping against hope that it wasn't what it turned out to be. I mean, from the team point of view, of course, but also from, Nerlens Noel was going to be was projected as a lottery pick, maybe the first pick in the NBA draft, and now there's at least some doubt cast on that. So, I think all of those thoughts were swirling through his mind. He seemed a little distracted. They got beat. It got beat decisively. And, I just thought, basically what I wrote, that the injury to Noel sort of put some sobering perspective on what otherwise would have been a quote-unquote disaster in terms of basketball. It just doesn't seem quite that way when you see your star player go down, or any player go down.
Jerry, talk about Archie Goodwin, a guy from right here in Central Arkansas, played his basketball, high school basketball at Sylvan Hills, and how has his impact been on the Kentucky basketball team this year?
Well, he's filled more than one role. When their point guard took a leave of absence, he kind of took over and sort of had to sort of relearn how to play basketball, or at least play it in a different way as sort of Kentucky's emergency point guard for a while. And then now he's back to being the shooting guard. And, I think it's been a transition. It's been a struggle at times. He says that. I believe he's like 1 for 23-point shots. So he's, he's had, he needs some work there. And, he's kind of, he's looked like a freshman at times, which of course he is. So, it hasn't been an instant starburst, but he's certainly been one of their main contributors.
Jerry Tipton of the Lexington Herald Leader, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in Fayetteville for Arkansas and Kentucky on March 2nd.
Well, thanks for having me.